It's been 2 weeks since Governor David Ige declared a state of emergency due to the coronavirus pandemic. During times of emergency, the governor can suspend some state laws, which Ige did to Hawaii's government transparency requirements. The governor suspended more than 20 statutes in his March 16th emergency declaration. One of them requires agencies to notify the public about planned meetings and allow people to provide feedback in person. It's called the Sunshine Law, and Sandy Ma with the Good Governance Watchdog Group Common Cause Hawaii isn't happy about the move.
We don't really understand why Sunshine Law has to be waived, especially during these times of crisis. We have to make sure that government is functioning properly and that people can actually participate.
Ma says some agencies are doing their best to keep the public involved. She cited the State Ethics Commission as an example. Dan Gluck is the commission's executive director.
There's still a way for agencies to operate with transparency.
The Ethics Commission held its last meeting over teleconference, but still allowed the public to participate.
We published the agenda 6 days in advance. We had the telephone number, and so members of the public could call in and could testify.
But Sandy Ma says other agencies are not making those kind of efforts. She cites the Maui County Council, which held its regular meeting last week, but like other county councils, is not accepting verbal testimony due to social distancing requirements.
Only allowing written testimony. This is not public participation. This is not full transparency. This is not democracy.
But that may be changing. Council Vice Chair Keani Rollins-Fernandez used the video conferencing system BlueJeans in her committee meetings this week to allow residents to call in and provide live testimony.
I wanted to ensure that the committee would still have an opportunity to participate meaningfully, and I don't mind being the test subjects or the guinea pigs.
Whether that system will be adopted for the April 3rd meeting of the full council will be up to Council Chair Alice Lee. She did not respond to an interview request. But Rollins-Fernandez, a Molokai resident, hopes councils and the state legislature will adopt the practice permanently when the pandemic subsides. Across the islands, each legislative body is handling the situation differently. The Hawaii County Council held its last meetings over video conference and accepted written and pre-recorded video testimony. The Kauai County Council said in a Facebook post it will only accept written testimony at its next meeting on April 8th. The Honolulu City Council has postponed all meetings that are not related to essential functions, but is still working out how the public can participate beyond written testimony. The state legislature went on indefinite recess as a result of the pandemic, but the House and Senate coronavirus emergency committees are still holding meetings, although the public cannot attend in person. All of the bodies live stream their meetings online. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.